are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Hey, guys, I'm Kendall.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hey, I'm Carolyn. And here's Karen.
Hello, everyone. Well, are you hungry?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, here's a song to get you thinking about food.
I need something yummy for my tummy, because I'm hungry and I need to eat. I need something yummy for my tummy, so how about a nice little treat? Pepperoni with some extra cheese. I'm hungry, 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 feed me, please. I need something yummy for my tongue, cause I'm hungry and I need some chow. I need something yummy for my tummy, cause my tummy's making funny noises now. How about an ice cream sundae or a piece of cherry pie? Feed me, bub. How about a bowl of spaghetti or a nice big juicy steak? I'm hungry, 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 hungry. Feed me for goodness sake. I need something yummy for my tummy, cause I'm hungry and I need some food. I need something yummy for my tummy, cause I'm one hungry dude.
Since we sang that song about food, we're going to do something a little different today. We are going to have a snack during our program. What do you think of that?
Mm.
Pretty good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have two bowls of chips for you today. And I want you to take one, maybe a couple chips. You can take more than one chip because nobody can eat just one chip, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Okay, now I've passed out the chips and we're going to sample the one in our right hand first. You all ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've already started. You ready? Go. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
It's what does it taste like?
Paper.
Oh.
Not so good, was it?
It's kind of tasteless.
Tasteless is right. Let's try the left hand. That is what a potato chip is supposed to taste like.
Yes.
So it's got salt on it, right? Is that the difference?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And salt makes it taste better. How about some other foods that you think salt makes taste better? Luke, finish what you have in your mouth first.
Scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm. Abby.
Pretzels.
Yeah.
Crackers.
Crackers.
I put salt on my baked potatoes.
Mmm, I love salt on baked potatoes. Well, salt brings out the flavor in food, doesn't it? And today, we're going to talk about salt.
There are 14,000 uses for salt.
Salt is used to make steel.
Rubber.
Inks.
Dyes.
Soap.
We sprinkle it on food to make it taste better.
We use it on our snowy and icy roads to keep us from getting stuck.
Salt keeps things from going bad.
It preserves food like ham and bacon.
Jesus said to his disciples in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13, "You are the salt of the earth."
He called his disciples salt, and you all are disciples too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, how can we be like salt? Okay, Kendall?
Salt preserves, and we can work to keep things from going bad.
That's right.
Salt makes things taste better, and we can make things better by doing good work and doing things that bring glory to God our Father.
Helping others.
Salt keeps people from slipping and getting stuck on the ice. We can help people when they are stuck.
We can share our faith. Tell them about Jesus.
That's right. And someone we know might be slipping or getting ready to fall. Have you ever walked on a piece of slippery ice? Have you ever done that before? We in Maryland get a lot of ice and snow on the roads and stuff. And, you know, when I was sitting yesterday preparing this lesson, I looked out and I saw the snow coming down. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's another example of the way we use salt. And salt really helps to melt the ice. It really puts people on good standing. And I thought, Jesus is like that. He's there for us and keeps us from falling, and we can help others and be like that salt that Jesus talked about. So think of some ways that you could help people.
You could hold the door for somebody.
That's right.
You can help them carry their stuff.
Have you ever done that, Aaron?
Yes.
Yeah, good example. Anyone else?
You can be a good listener to somebody.
That's right. Sometimes someone just needs a friend who will listen. Yeah, Carolyn.
You can just be a friend to somebody, like if they're in a new environment, just to befriend them so they can feel welcomed.
That's right. Very good idea. Think about the way Jesus was with people. Who can tell me some examples of the way Jesus was with people?
Mm-hmm. He treated people nicely, even if there were bad people, such as tax collectors.
That's right. He even made a tax collector one of his disciples, didn't he? But did those bad people stay bad people then?
No, they became really nice and helpful.
That's right. So he changed their lives, didn't he, by just befriending someone who maybe didn't have a whole lot of friends. Who else?
He prayed for people.
He sure did, and we can do that too.
Mm-hmm. He healed people.
He did. He really healed people. And if people came to him with needs, he met their needs, didn't he?
Yes.
That's right. So, do you think you could be a friend like Jesus to other people? That doesn't mean that we're going to have to go heal people in order to be like Jesus, but we can love people the way he loved them, love the unlovables, and really try to share his love with others.
We can share our faith with them.
We can pray for them.
Jesus wants us to love others and help them.
He wants his disciples to share his love with others.
I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I walk in the Spirit and I talk in the Spirit. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. Love and joy, peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I walk in the Spirit and I talk in the Spirit. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life.
We do, all of our actions and all of the ways we live should do what?
Bring glory to God.
That's right. Well, in the same lesson, Jesus also tells his disciples that you are the light of the world.
We all know that Jesus is the light of the world.
He told us so.
But Jesus wants all of his disciples to be lights, too.
He wants us to make this world a better place.
To make it shine with his love.
He wants us to be lights to guide others to him.
He wants us to show the world God's beauty and his goodness.
What would this world be like without light?
Mm-hmm. There would be darkness.
Can you imagine if I turned the lights off in this room? You want me to do that?
Sure.
Okay. Stay put here.
Stark.
You can't read. You can't even see in front of your nose, can you? We certainly need light in our world, don't we?
Yes. Yeah.
And so Jesus wants us to be the salt and light, and he uses everyday examples like this to show us how to live.
We want to be like Jesus.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Jesus, we want to be like you. We want to follow your ways and learn your truths and shine to show the world your goodness. We want to bring you glory. We want our faith to grow, and we want to help others grow in their faith too. We want to be salt that makes people thirsty for you. We thank you for all that you've done for us, and we praise you now and forevermore. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, visit us online at KarenAndKids.com.
Or call us at 1-800-527-5522.
And remember,
next time you pick up a salt shaker
or see salt sprinkled on the road,
next time you walk into a dark room and can't see where you're going,
think of Jesus.
He makes all things brighter and better.
We want everyone all over the world to know that good news.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.
Thanks to everyone who's contacted us.
It's great to learn about our friends who are listening.
Here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522. Our web address is www.karenandkids.com.
You can write to us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland, 21094.
Ruff!